Before we get started with today's show, I just want to remind you that you can save 10% on your order with Symphony of Balloons, a luxury balloon company that also offers a 360 camera. Just simply mention you heard about them on Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Thank you for watching. I know I just got started, so make sure you hit the subscribe button right now. Welcome to Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. Shout out to all the new watchers, the new viewers. What a week it's been. What a month it's been. It's only March 2024. It's almost over. It's my favorite time of year. It's WrestleMania season. So y'all make sure y'all check out all my wrestling stuff. But before y'all tell y'all about all of that, let's get into a few things that's been trending and honestly making people have a lot of uncomfortable conversations. First, I want to offer my condolences to the families of those who were affected by the collapsing of the Key Bridge right here in Baltimore. That hit close to home is an understatement. That morning, I tweeted that morning was very rough because I saw it. It brought me to tears because my dad drives over that bridge every morning and back and forth after work. But fortunately, he was, it was way earlier. He was still asleep. But when I saw it and I hadn't talked to him, it was a very scary situation. And I saw our Mayor Brandon Scott on the television. And then I saw, him, and shout out to Governor Wes Moore, the Maryland State Governor. They were a cohesive unit in the response and trying to get everything situated because a lot of people crossed that bridge. Here's where things get uncomfortable. Somebody had the nerve to tweet, it's a DEI mayor, diversity, equality, and inclusion. Now, people who are not from here always have something to say, right? There's a lot of people, a lot of commentary. Some's good, A lot of people like to talk about the mayor of Baltimore City. Everybody wants to judge him by the way his hair is, has a fro with a fresh shape up all the time. Very neat afro. He grew it during the pandemic, and I watched a video where he told people, I'm not cutting my hair. He was talking to children, and it was a message. Around the time the pandemic, when nobody could get haircuts, we saw a lot of people going live on Instagram, even somebody we're going to talk about later, P. Diddy, going on Instagram, seeing unkept beards, undyed beards, undyed hair. He even, but afterwards, like myself, that's the reason why I grew my hair, to be honest with you. And afterwards, he continued to grow his hair and he kept saying he's not cutting it. But I saw a lot of people wanted to talk about him. They wanted to criticize him. And I even saw a former candidate of the office. I even saw Kim Klasick, somebody who ran for office at one point in Baltimore. And she went viral with videos about the West Side and how it wasn't kept well and the Democrats wasn't doing right by the underserved communities. And you may remember she is a loud Trump supporter. And she even said, they're not coming at him because of the way he looks. They're coming at him because he talks. He's educated, but he doesn't talk like it. And I find it very annoying. People take this tragedy and they want to jump on the mayor, right? They want all this stuff going on and they want to talk about how he looks, how he talks, as opposed to let's support the city of Baltimore. And the term DEI has been substituted in a lot of places on social media because black people don't take nothing serious. You remember just 2-3 months ago when Pat McAfee said that the player, because he had LALN, is like LALN link, that's what it was. And he said, yeah, it stands for let a naysayer know. And everybody's like, whoa, we didn't know where that was going, but we don't think that's what the N stands for. So of course, black people say, oh yeah, what's up, all my naysayers. So now everybody's saying, oh yeah, all my DEIs. And I thought, wow, okay. So for this person to call Mayor Brandon Scott a DEI hire is ridiculous. That takes away everything that, you know, he went out and did. Now he put together an extensive plan. Am I going to be up here lying and say I voted for him? No, I didn't. I voted for TJ Smith. Not just because I'm, you know, very fond of him and, you know, a distant friend, but also because I believed in his vision. But these are two guys who love Baltimore. And one of the things that I know TJ Smith said was, all right, well, whoever's the winner, I'm going to work with them. And, you know, that's what they've been doing. So for Brandon, okay, Mayor Brandon Scott to be called a DEI hire, I thought that was ridiculous. You know, he's, for all intents and purposes, son of Baltimore. You could even say, many people would even say, oh, this was his goal always, to be the mayor of Baltimore City. Because one of the things he, you know, he was councilman, and I remember a lot of people, he's been on like a few of my friends and associates shows, and you just saw it. He had that it factor, right? And you could tell he really loves this city. That's always been the case. He's always been out in the grind. A lot of stuff I may not agree with, but I'm never going to agree with every single thing any one single politician does. And so, you know, like I said, it's very unfortunate, but Baltimore, you know, Baltimore strong. It's my city. I love it. But, and, you know, we bounce back. And speaking of DEIs, I'm going to touch this briefly because in the WWE, they just announced another match for WrestleMania. WrestleMania, as I said, is taking place next week in Philadelphia. And you're going to have three black women, Jade Cargill, Naomi, and one who many may even call Miss WrestleMania herself, Bianca Belair, taking on Asuka, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai. And people say, oh, that's the diversity inclusion match. You know, Dakota Kai, she's not from here. You have Asuka and Kairi Sane, they're from Japan. And then you got, you know, you have obviously the black women. And I just think, like, yo, let's just enjoy this. And it's always these people on the internet, as always, that will never say these things to people's faces. You know, so of course they saw it's the DEI match. I'm like, here we go again. So now we done taken that word and ran it straight to the ground. So it's ridiculous. It's unfortunate. And speaking of ridiculousness and unfortunateness, where in the world is P. Diddy? Oh boy. So y'all may know there's ongoing investigation, even to the point the feds have raided his houses and properties. And, you know, I've a source says the feds know they got something. So that's the reason why they raided his house. Man, oh man, this situation is going to get ugly, but there's a lot of things unpacked there. I'm not going to do it right now. May bring on a guest after WrestleMania season as this stuff continues to unfold. Somebody who's very close to me that could probably speak on this better than I could. But I will say, I thought it was interesting what Bootsy put out, and he brought up a good point. Where's everybody who was at Diddy's parties? You don't see anybody speaking up. Interesting. I don't know, but you know, gotta watch who you call your friends at the end of the day. You got to watch who you call your friends. Moving on, Lizzo. Lizzo has went out there and pretty much says she's quitting music. She's tired of online criticism. It was a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that's been going on. You know, she was recently sued by backup dancers, actresses, accused of sexual harassment. But she posted a long message, says, you know, she's tired of the online criticism. And, you know, all she wanted to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a little bit better than how she found it. but she started to feel like the world doesn't want her in it. I wish the best for her, because she said she didn't sign up for this, so she quits. I don't want to see anybody go through these mental struggles. And, you know, because it one minute it sounds small, but next thing you know, we're in, you know, memoriam. So I wish the best for her. I hope that even the people that are suing her and everything, I wish the best for them. You know, I just want this place to be a better place. You know, last week, a couple weeks ago now, I was watching all the stuff with Nickelodeon, and that's unfortunate. You look and see how these kids were treated. And of course, you know, you think about, oh man, if you're a child, you're like, I want to be on that show. How come I didn't get that opportunity? That would be so cool. But man, Hollywood, man, for these kids, it was a dark place. So, you know, I just want to take time to send my well wishes to them, because again, I don't want to see this stuff happen to anybody. I don't want to see nobody go through this type of harassment. You know, it's just a lot, you know. So wishing Lizzo the best. I know it's going to be people out there who don't think nothing of her. They're going to think, you know, she's the villain here. Again, I'm wishing everybody the best. It's just unfortunate. I saw that and it was very, very concerning, you know. And I think, you know, we just need to communicate better in this world. We need to talk with each other more. I'm going to take a quick break. And then afterwards, I want to talk about Caitlin Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in the gym every week? Are you looking to kind of keep yourself cool while you work up a nasty sweat? Well, I got the best thing for you. Cooling bands, bandanas, cooling towels, and so much more. Go to Vertical Athletics, get your favorite team in MLS or MLB. Or guess what? Now they have a custom option, so you can upload your own logo and you can save 10% at checkout when you enter the code Brian H. Waters. Go to verticalathletics.com. Use the code Brian H. Waters to save 10% on some of your best cooling gear.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Queen PR, one half of those wrestling girls. And welcome back to another episode of Where Wrestling Meets Pop Culture. And this is the show where you find out who the current up-down champion is. This is not the show where we speculate when Mercedes is returning to WWE. This is not the place for rumors and innuendo. This is the show where you find out where all your wrestlers are up to outside of the ring. One of my favorite couples, Bianca Belair and Montez Ford. We have been hearing, we knew that Bianca and Montez were filming a reality show with Hulu. I just have to have a moment for the It family.
And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Ice Cube tweeted out after a report surfaced that the Big Three offered college basketball sensation of Iowa State, Caitlin Clark, a multi-million dollar contract. He said that he wanted to keep it private, but they have indeed offered her that much money. Now, I saw a lot of people saying, there's no way, you know, her goal is to make it into the NBA, WNBA. That's what her goal has always been. Why would she settle for the Big Three? Then I saw people say, look, she ain't going to make that much money in the WNBA. She better go take it. Now, her WNBA salary may not be that much. But, you know, due to NIL deals, she's in a fortunate situation because she is able to make money off her name. And I think it's a good thing. So what I saw was the maximum salary for a WNBA player was $240,000. Right now, according to Sporting News 8 days ago, her NIL deal is at $3.1 million. So this is what I'm, what, you know, Ice Cube apparently offered her $5 million. So either way, I mean, she's going to be paid. You know, so it depends on where she want to go. Does she want to go play basketball in the Big Three? Which, if she went there, I think it would. I think, you know, she would draw attention to the league. Now, I did see a video, and pardon me for not remembering the journalist, but one of the things she took offense to was when Ice Cube says nothing much going on in the summer. That's when the WNBA takes place, you know? And I wanted, like, from a fan standpoint, I would love to see her in the WNBA. I think it's making this trajectory to get bigger and better. It finally seems as if the world has caught on and realized women are good at sports. Like, I grew up going to school, and I talked a lot of sports with women or girls, right? Shout out to Dr. Mary Everett Hardinger. She was on this podcast last year. That was my main, like, my best friend in, you know, kindergarten to sixth grade. And she talked, you know, her and I talk baseball all the time. So I don't understand this narrative. Like, you know, all of a sudden now you have women on, you know, doing commentary. This should have been happening. We, as a society, we should have been had women doing commentary on the video games. There should have been opportunities for women to go through the motions, through the career modes. Because guess what? At the end of the day, they play games just as much as we do. They play video games. Now, somebody try to cut this up and turn this around. Good luck, because I'm going to post the real full clip. But yes, women play video games the same way we do. I mean, I have sisters. I grew up in a house with three girls. And, you know, naturally, I have two older sisters who I didn't grow up in a house with. And, you know, we all watch wrestling. Enjoy it the same way. It wasn't just like, oh, that's the boys thing. So that's the things that I think is unfortunate. I'm so happy to see, you know, people, friends like, my friends like Tarika, Ashley, Renee, Kelsey, all these women who have been covering the WNBA, who've been covering the NBA, who've been covering, like Renee Washington is a superstar. She can talk baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, with the best of them. When I was at ESPN, shout out to my friend Emma K. Austin. She was the person that I relied on when we was on the social media team to help me for all the hockey stuff. And then we talk baseball because she's a huge Twins fan. So I'm happy to see that now they're getting these opportunities. I would love to see Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese take this sort of rivalry to the WNBA, because the college basketball tournament has been popping and I love it. I truly do. I love it. And I want to see it take place in the WNBA. I need to pay attention more, but it's not because of them. It's because I've been in WrestleMania mode, but I've been keeping up with everything on social. I want to see the trash talking. So let's go. Let's get this going. Now, speaking of NIL deals, Caleb Williams, USC star quarterback Caleb Williams. He was in attendance to watch prolific USC women's basketball player Juju Watkins supporting his fellow Trojan. And he was spotted with his nails done, meaning nail polish, a pink phone, and lip gloss. And all of a sudden, I saw a tweet that just pissed me off when it said, "This is not a leader of men." Who in the blue hell are you to tell somebody that because of the fact that they have on lip gloss, nail polish, and a pink phone, they aren't a leader of men? And I saw something. It was a video that said, the fact that he shows that he's confident shows that he's a leader of men. Now, he will more than likely be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Or maybe he won't. Maybe he's doing stuff. Who knows? But I just think that we live in a world now that people are being themselves. If they like it, fine. If they don't, they don't. If you know, you see Russell Westbrook wearing a dress in fashion. And people like to say stuff to them, but people won't say this stuff in their faces. Like, what are you doing? Like, everybody always got something to say. And Eminem used to say, now everybody got something to say when it comes out and moving the lips, just a bunch of gibberish. They act like they forgot about Dre. I can't even do that right. But, you know, it's so annoying, man. It's so annoying. I don't get it. Everybody, like I said, everybody wants to judge this man. He just minded his business. It's not like he's trying to implement his lifestyle on the people or any of that. He's just simply minding his business. But yet, everybody got something to say. All right, so Donald Trump is selling Bibles for $59.99. What in the blue hell is this? I don't get it. Like, why in the world would he be selling Bibles? We all know he was holding the Bible upside down. And I'm like, bro. And you know what always cringe about some of the most racist portrayed people, they come off so religious. Like a lot of people who be on Fox News, they be so religious. Oh, you know, this, that, and the other. But then they're quick to judge, which it clearly says the church that I grew up in say you shouldn't judge. I saw a video, a Facebook post about a musician or a former worker from the First Baptist of Glen Arden. And he talked about he was removed from his position because he was gay. And I'm like, so when did everybody become Pontius Pilate? When the Bible clearly says you shouldn't judge people, right? That's God's job. But everybody wanted to judge. And then this dude out here selling Bibles for $59.99. We all know it's trying to help. But I'm like, you know, you can get an app. I got an app. I use it every day. Every day. So, who knows, man? Who knows? This dude, something else. Like I said, I don't get it. You know, he out here selling Bibles for $59.99. You know. And you know what? Everybody always want to talk about make things great again. How about we make Easter Sunday great again? When you look at Easter Sunday used to be the time where you knew church was going to be packed. And I was a drummer, so I always knew I had a seat. But you thought, okay, everybody's going to be there. It's not like that anymore. It's not at the point where everybody's coming into church. You know, you always had to come in on you, and you had to be at your best. It was every church's opportunity to put on their best foot forward, because if you had 50 visitors, you hope that at least 10% will come back. It ain't that way no more, though. So, you know, you got a person out here selling Bibles for $59.99. Let's make Easter Sunday great again. And something wrong with this dude. Before we get out of here, I would definitely want to talk about Beyonce. How dope is Beyonce? She has a country album. And I listened to a little bit of it, right? And I'm like, what can she do? Like, she done put, and I felt like, and it could be wrong, but I'm wondering, like, I know she's from Texas, but I'm wondering, did she sit back and say, I bet you I could put out a country album and it would sell. I would have everybody listen to country music. But even as I was listening to it a little bit, I haven't finished it yet, but I was listening to it and I was like, oh man, this is really rocking. I can get with this, you know, good messages. So, but yeah, I know y'all wish, you know, everybody wish they could be like me. But that's it. As I get ready for WrestleMania season, I'll be back in a few weeks. I appreciate everybody's patience. Thank you for subscribing. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the channel. Let the people know where they can find the podcast. And make sure you check out all my content at Brian H. Waters. I'm going to be busy on WrestleMania week and WrestleMania. The Orioles are back. I'm happy. You might see my eyes keep turning. They're winning 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth on this Saturday, March 30th. hopefully when this airs, they'll have gotten that win. But picking up where we left off, but I'm excited. WNBA should be popping this year. But the women's college basketball tournament is obviously better than the men's. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. So that'll be it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Remember, do not let anyone set up a ceiling above your success. So long, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to support this podcast by wearing a t-shirt, whether it's the one that says Breaking Through Glass Ceilings or the one that says No Ceilings Above Success, simply go to foryourwear.com. Also, you can support some of your other favorite podcasts and content creators, including Those Wrestling Girls, Seahawk, and The Wrestling Club. And you can support some of your favorite independent wrestlers, including Jay Bougie, Trisha Dorr, Chaz the Don. Shoot, all of Pure Ignorance is on there. So go on foryourwear.com, go under personalities, you'll find Brian H. Waters, and buy a t-shirt. And remember, I'll give you a shout out on the show. Podcasters and gamers, we all know it can be intense. We're talking, we're getting hype, we're passionate. Sometimes we need a boost. Well, you can get that by getting Rogue Energy. Rogue Energy is the number one supplement for podcasters and gamers. And they have tons of different flavors, including Strawberry Burst, Tropical Breeze, and Cotton Candy. And you can save 10% by putting in the code Brian H at checkout. So go to rogueenergy.com and enter the code Brian H to save money.
Are you a podcaster who is looking to share clips from your show in the simplest way possible? Well, I have the best solution, and that's Opus Clip. Opus Clip allows you to take the link to your show, upload it, and then they will clip off some of the best moments. And it allows you to edit it, change the captions, change the colors, and they also give you a viral score so you know which clip can potentially generate more buzz for your show. So if you're looking to do that, click the link in the bio, sign up for Opus Clip, and go viral with some of the best content from your show.